That is the Coach's Choice Award. This award goes to the player who the coaching staff feels stands out for their hard work and great attitude on the ice and off the ice, and one the coaches look at as an ambassador for Colts hockey, both in the league and in the community. Now this year, the award will be presented to two players, team captain Alan Klink and defenseman Sam Vanderstoop.
Face off to the left of Anderson. Caden Switzer wins that one. Right back to Rothenbusch. Gets it over to Houch and lets that shot go in. That one wide on the second chance. Alan Klink buries the rebound. Corbin Houchin's point shot goes wide but bounces off the end boards to a wide open Alan Klink. And that net wide open for the captain. His second of the night, and the Colts back on top, 2-1.
Plays it to the front. Bracco with a shot. Blocked by Vanderstoop. Comes out to the blue line. Kept alive by Doherty. He'll play one down low. Vanderstoop bumps with Bracco and a loose puck.
There's a shot from the point. Going to go wide. Colts keeping up the pressure in the offensive zone. Leatherdale plays it into the corner for the captain. Klink sends it to the front of the net. Nobody there but Ryland Burns. Burns spins but loses control of the puck. Leatherdale finds Klink. There's a shot. He scores! Beautiful job by Zane Leatherdale taking advantage of a mistake by Ryland Burns as he spun off the puck. Leatherdale grabs the puck. Spots the captain coming in. Alan Klink has a clean look, and he buries one. Colts on top here, 4 minutes and 48 seconds in.
Vanderstoop gets it along the sideboards for Houchin. His shot's going to go wide. Allen meets it behind the net for Stettler. Kolke providing some pressure as the puck's sent around the boards. Rothenbusch with a blast that goes wide. Back to the point. Houchin plays that one forward. Vickers will corral it. Back to Houchin. Turns, fires, second chance, and Vanderstoop is going to squeeze one underneath net miner Davin Nattestad, and Sam Vanderstoop has his first of the postseason, and that's just hard work in the offensive zone. They kept working it around, kept getting shots through, and this time it's Vanderstoop behind everybody and slides it underneath Davin Nattestad, making it an 8-3 score.
Yeah, picking up that loose puck right in the slot and just sliding it underneath the pad there. Good, powerful effort in front of the net by Sam Vanderstoop. Doing a good job of bullying away each and every Stettler Lightning defender, making some room for himself and capitalizing with a goal there.
Another great faceoff win for Caden Switzer. Gets it to Klink. He goes wide. Now Klink down low for Switzer. To the front for Klink. He scores! What a setup. Caden Switzer takes the puck down low. Got that pass from Klink and just returned the feed. The captain waiting for it in the slot. He's got another big goal. It's 4-2 Colts, a minute and 1 second into the second period.
Here we go. We've got our Coach's Choice Award winner, one of them anyway, and that is Sam Vanderstoop joining us. Sam, I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. Congratulations on being named one of the winners of the Coach's Choice Award. Now, last year, you started the season with the Colts before going over to the Three Hills Thrashers. With them out of the league, we saw your return to Colt Country this season. How was the adjustment for you this season coming back into the fold with Mountain View?
Oh, it was good, I think. I had a good year in Three Hills, I guess, just kind of learning the league, like, playing Colts at the start was definitely very fun, but after I got sent over there, I just learned some good stuff about the league, I guess, kind of learned what it was like to lose, and then coming to the Colts, you know, obviously I learned what it was like to win, and that was a lot more fun, and I just really enjoyed my time with both teams, but especially the Colts. It's meant a lot to me to be there, and obviously this award means a lot to me as well.
We saw a lot of versatility out of you this year. You played several different positions, doing whatever was asked of you on a nightly basis in the playoffs. It seemed like we saw you go to another level. You equaled your regular season point total in the first two games of the postseason. So what were some of the highlights for you this year?
I really hanging out with the guys, you know, the team aspect's a big thing. That was one of the reasons I just did as much as I could for that team, you know. I just liked the guys, liked the coaches, and I was really, really you know, willing to do whatever they want me to do. And definitely the highlights were playoffs for sure. That series against Stettler was really fun to play in. Airdrie as well was a good time, like especially because I watched a lot of it last year because that's just I wanted to support the boys again. And just watching them play Airdrie last year and seeing how hard it was for them to lose that and then come back this year and helping them win and just being a big part of that whole series, I guess, as much as I could be, was fun. And it was just those are definitely two of the big ones, like my first playoff goal, obviously, because I didn't have the chance last year for obvious reasons. And then you know, it's fun, too. Just a lot of that stuff and the deep run we had was pretty fun.
Now you get to share this award with team captain Alan Klink. What can you say about what Alan brought to the team and what you learned from him this season?
Oh, I couldn't say enough good things about Al. He's a great captain. He's just a good guy all around. He's very, very willing to include all the boys, and I just think that he really takes everyone under his wing, and, you know, like, just all places, he's a good guy to have as your captain. He's good on the ice. He's good in the room. He's good hanging out with the boys all the time. He's just a super, super good guy to be around, and he's definitely taught me a lot about what it's like to just be on a good team. It's really close, and he always said all year long we were one of the closest teams in the league, and that's what made us the best. And I think I just really appreciate that attitude he had towards that, and just all that really tied together well. And I think that that's just, couldn't ask anything else from a captain. He's kind of just a good all-around guy, good player, good captain, you know.
Sam, we want to thank you so much for your time tonight. And again, congratulations on winning the Coach's Choice Award this year.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.